God, Abba Ima, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a poem by Rumi, who lived 800 years ago. I frankly think this is the most perfect poem about Jesus I've ever come across. Love is reckless, not reasonable. Reason seeks a profit. Love comes on strong, consuming herself unabashed. Yet, in the midst of suffering, love proceeds like a millstone, grinding, hard-surfaced, moving straight ahead. Having died to self-interest, love risks everything and asks for nothing. Love gambles away every good gift God bestows. Without cause, God gave us being. Without cause, give it back. Amen. Jesus says, no one enters heaven without becoming like a little child. Hayden, I can already tell you, is a master teacher. Wide open, pure curiosity, intrigued, fascinated by everything that's happening around him. And if we don't become like little children, we can't enter the kingdom of heaven. Only 13 more years to learn from him. Got it? Or, Jesus says, unless you have a new wineskin, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. You don't pour new wine into old bags. They burst. It's the fermentation, baby. That's where the action's at. We're being fermented. That's what faith is about. Nobody comprehends it. It's the fermentation where the action's at. Jesus also says, if you have no new ears, you won't hear new music. What are these two doing to us? It's profound, it's mind-blowing, it's sometimes what, and other times, no new ears, no new music. Human beings prefer to just fit in, you know, with an ordinary life where things are calm. Oh, that feels good. And there's none of it today. Jesus prefers that we are set free to become human beings. And the means for that is unconditional love for God and for our neighbors. And in fact, he says, the two are not two. They are one. The way in which you treat your neighbors is the way we're treating God. So, that's preposterous, isn't it? We can't love everybody. We're not into this unconditional love thing, are we? Unless we're the recipients. Otherwise, keep it on the shelf. But today, Elizabeth and Ryan have made it crystal clear that what they want exactly for Hayden and Isla is that they grow into this unconditional love for a lifetime so that they will love everything that God has made. Right? If you have complaints about this, talk to them after the service. That's okay. You can lodge your complaints with them because they told me, this is what we want. Mamma mia, huh? Love and mercy. Love and mercy open us to begin with. And to keep opening and expanding and growing and opening into mercy for a lifetime is hard. It really is. And then love and mercy open us to each other. Okay, we won't go there today. Then love and mercy open us to the reign of God, who is love, who can only be known by loving. It is so clear in our scriptures. Why is this so hard for us to accept? We go back to the judgmental God who's going to clear house, and if we're lucky, maybe 14 people from peace will be saved. Right? Lucky, I said, really lucky. No! We've already been invited in from before we were born. And that love of God is pure generosity. We can't take this in. Pure generosity that asks nothing in return, completely pouring itself out for us by setting the creation and the cosmos in motion. Seeing what might happen as pure gift. You know, people say, there's no evidence of God in the creation. That's right. Pure gift. How would you like to live your life now? It's yours. Take it, Krista. Do something with it. What would you like, Nancy? This is your life. More than that, the scriptures also say that we have been created in God's image. Male and female and non-binary, created in God's image. And more than that, the Hebrew word which says image actually also means in Hebrew imagining. We have been created in the imagining of God. I learned that from my rabbi friends. Hayden is given to us through the imagining of God. What would life be like with a Hayden on the planet? What creative possibilities will he stir? What blessings will he foster among us? He's already begun today, hasn't he? Yeah. imagine. And all the people seated around you are the imaginings of God. What will happen? We get to choose. We get to create. And Jesus tears down the inertia of ethical slumber. And he says this life is also filled with responsibilities. Wake up. Did you know that the three wealthiest men surrounded the president at his inauguration? Right there, the three of them and him, right there. And that's when they began dreaming. Oh, let's destroy Medicaid. Let's steal food and money from the starving children. Because then we'll have more money and more power. This is reality, friends. It's what they're saying. It's what they're doing. Wake up! And Jesus confronts the powers that be. And that's the second part of this poem, isn't it? Love is reckless, and it is relentless, like a millstone grinding out compassion and justice. It will not stop. That's our God. We want to debate these things, not Jesus. Because he confronts the powers that be, he gets crucified. Shut up. Shut down. He's too much, isn't he? He's too much. And today, we just baptized Hayden into Christ's death. Because it is through Christ's death that we are broken open into resurrecting love. This love and mercy knows no limits, not even the limit of death. Love and mercy know no limit. And so we are invited to participate in creating a new heaven and a new earth here and now. Here and now, wiping away the tears that death itself may one day disappear. Wherever Jesus went, life is made new. Love and mercy experienced as healing, blessing, freeing, feeding, joy, transformation. Wherever he went, things are made new. Jesus is a wave of mercy. And we need to begin now speaking of Jesus the Christ like we speak of electrons and protons. You know what I'm talking about. He is both particle and wave simultaneously. Can I get an amen? Will you think about that? Particle, that specific Jesus of history, breaking in, breaking open, stunning people with the wisdom and this death beyond understanding, as well as a resurrection into a new life and love. That's the particle, and the wave is the endless wave of mercy flowing through every generation after generation, washing over and through us now. How will we shape that way for Hayden's sake? Huh? It's our responsibility. It's our joy. Unfortunately, the church has lost its way. There's no compelling message these days. The church wants to be conventional, established. You know, we want to be in control. But the church is us. It's us. The church is the people who have experienced mercy and who are called to keep practicing that mercy with everyone, everywhere. Because the world is not shut down, it is not closed off, it is not shut off. It feels like that. You bet it feels like that. But that's not the full picture, because love is reckless. Count on the reckless people of faith to make things new, right? Love is reckless and relentless, and it will keep stirring that fermentation of mercy and love within us all our days. Thanks be to God. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.